Anyway, can I go back to hair, particularly lengthy hair? I mean, it's incredibly long hair. Jacinta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I don't know. Did we talk before about this hair? Or did I read about your hair somewhere before?
You might have read about that. I think Brenda might have said something about the hair before.
Wow. I mean, it's incredibly long. I mean, it's right down to the back of your kneecaps, right?
It's further, probably.
Calves?
Probably further.
Your calves?
Yeah, mid-calves.
How long did it take you to grow that hair?
It's a work in progress. I had a very bad haircut about 16 years ago, and it went from the bottom of my jeans pocket to sort of bra strap length, and I was mortified by it. And my husband, as I came home, he went, "What the F happened to your hair?" And I went, "I asked for a trim," and she took 18 inches off.
Oh, my God. And did you not notice that she was taking a foot and a half off it?
Well, I sort of wondered why her hand was up so far on my back. And, it was a big shock. I mean, that night I kept waking up in the middle of the night, like the woman who last week, Nora. I kept waking up thinking, "Oh my God, what happened? Something bad happened. Oh, that's right, my hair is gone. So the following morning I woke up and I went, "You know what? No one dies. It'll grow." So I just stuck it in the ponytail, stuck it in the bun, and I ignored it for the next 15 years.
Oh my God. Has anybody measured it from the crown of your head?
It's 5 foot.
5 feet.
And I'm 5'2".
Oh my God, so it's 2 inches off the ground.
It's not far off the ground now, in fairness.
Do you not trip yourself up, though?
No. No one knows how long it is. It's in a bun the whole time.
Ah, yeah, but the photograph I have is a ponytail.
Yeah, I know, but it's only down like that. Just I take photographs. I get my husband to take a photograph every so often just to see how much longer it's getting.
And is it any different now trying to manage it? Hairdressers are no consequence to you, should they not?
No, they're not. I mean, I do go to my... I have a great hairdresser, Julianne, in Dunmanway. Shout out to Julianne. She trims my fringe. I look like a Kerry Blue at the moment. I can't see through it. But she does the bottom sometimes, but my husband does the bottom of my hair most of the time.
Yeah, she's probably petrified going anywhere near your hair, though.
It took me a long time to trust a hairdresser again. A long time.
How long does it take you to wash it?
10 minutes.
Dry it?
I don't.
You just have that carefree flick of the head as it dries au naturel kind of thing?
No. I take it out of the bun, I wash it, I condition the last couple of foot, I put in a towel for about 5 minutes, and then I put it in a high ponytail, plait it, wrap it round, stick 2 chopsticks in, and that's it. It takes me 10 minutes from start to finish.
Your crowning glory.
No one sees it. It's like my little secret.
Why keep it a secret, though?
So why wear it down to drive me mad? And it's very low maintenance. I don't have to touch my hair during the day.
Must be going through gallons of conditioner with all that hair.
No, I suppose. I don't know. And I never measured it. I mean, 10 mils to, say a couple of tablespoonfuls a day, probably.
Mother of God. And tell me, is it your goal to grow it so that it touches the ground?
I'd love to see if it did. But normally people have this thing that, you know, you have an optimum length and it won't grow any further.
Yeah.
I'm in a couple of long hair groups. I was in one a few years ago, and I had to leave because they allowed men in. And there's a whole genre of men who love to see people take their hair down.
Oh, kind of a weird fetish, is it?
It's a weird fetish, yeah.
So you got uncomfortable in there?
Very much.
All right,
so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I mean, there are people, that's being voyeuristic in all sorts of different ways, and you'd be surprised what people like to watch, I suppose, in the world we live in now. So do you think that, are you saying that your hair will not grow any longer now, or there's another couple of inches in it yet?
Oh, there could be another foot in it. I don't know. I've never, it'll grow and it'll grow, and when it stops, it stops.
But it's got to be miracle grow for hair, is there?
I think there's a lot of people will take supplements, like biotin is supposed to be very good. The only trouble is, I think if you do take hair supplements, you probably might end up looking like the Yeti, because it won't just grow on your head, it'll grow everywhere else.
I mean, I love it. Anybody else in the family with long hair, or is this just solely you? Have you kids?
No. Oh, no.
Just yourself and your partner then?
Myself and my husband, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if there's anybody. Can I share that photograph of your long hair?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there? You're down Dunmanway way.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if there are any.
I love the fact now that youngsters, 15, 16 years, they all have lovely long hair. It seems to be the in thing to have sort of, say, waist-length hair. And I think it's just lovely to see long hair.
But if I were to let you in on a secret, not that anybody gives a damn what I think of anything, but if I ran the world, right, I wouldn't allow anybody to put up their hair. I wouldn't allow women at all to have their hair up. I just wouldn't allow it. I'd pass that rule. I'd probably pass another rule to ban makeup, but that's just me.
Oh, well, I wear very little of that either. I mean, slick a lipstick and eyeshadow, and that's probably it. I'm very low maintenance. This lockdown hasn't affected me in the least.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, but don't you think if you have beautiful hair, why tie it up?
Because it gets in the way.
Well, fair enough, yeah.
In all fairness, now, I have two dogs. I take the dogs for a walk every morning. You try and pick up after two dogs and try and keep your hair out of the way.
Ah, yeah, that's because it's 5 foot long, but I'm talking about a normal length of hair, you know?
Yeah, it gets in the way, I think. I think a lot, you know, you go out on a windy day, it's getting stuck. No.
Well, you couldn't cycle a bike with it down anyway.
I've got an exercise bike. I cycle with my hair down on the exercise bike.
But you're going to get it caught in the wheels or the spokes or the pedals.
I suppose that could happen.
All right, well, be careful whatever you do. Mind you, you're living with it for years now, so you probably know every trick in the trade. Okay, and is the colour okay? It's not going grey or anything?
You've seen the picture. It's grey. It's my silver sparkles.
I love you guys down in West Cork because you're all a bunch of hippies down there, right?
Oh, I have never been to Cool Mountain, I'll have you know.
Are they still living on Cool Mountain, do you know?
Yeah, there's still a big gang up there, yeah.
They probably have schools and an Aldi up there now, I'd say, have they?
Well, maybe not the Aldi, but like, yeah, there's schools. Yeah, they're lovely people.
They
really
are
lovely
so
people.
Lovely people, and they've just been there like decades. There's probably third or fourth generation. There's probably hippie grandparents there now, the state.
Even great-grandparents,
I imagine so. Anyway, big shout-out to everybody up in Cool Mountain. Let's see if we can find anybody with longer hair than yours, shall we?
Okay, fair enough. Far away.
It's just been a pleasure talking to Jacinta. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks
Cheers.
A lot.
We'll share the photograph, and I bet you there'll be an awful lot of people who'll be jealous of Jacinta's hair. Check it out. Facebook, Twitter, and all other social media platforms. That's a great conversation. We live in a great world, don't we?